ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez, and you're hearing John Jay and Rich in the morning.
It's John Jay and Rich. Phone number is 877-937-1047. Website, johnjayandrich.com. Waiting for Jennifer Lopez to call in. It's not like a call-in. It's a satellite. So she's just supposed to kind of like call in on the satellite. How's that work?
Well, you know, we just push a little button here and she should be there.
All right, her latest song is Live It Up with Pitbull. She's working with Red One on a new album. It's supposed to come out in the fall. She's got a new show on the ABC Family called The Fosters. All right, hold on. They're telling us she's almost ready. Check the satellite, Rich. See if she's there.
Jennifer Lopez here for you for 5 minutes, please.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Oh. Are we starting now?
Is it Jennifer already?
Oh, my. Yes.
I recognize that voice anywhere.
They just said 5 minutes. Oh, my God. You're here right now.
No, you have 5 minutes.
Oh!
We're just waiting.
We thought they said in 5 minutes.
Hey, I bet you nobody's ever interviewed you like that before where they just sit and listen to you.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. I'm so sorry. Well, Jennifer Lopez, you're on the air with John Jay and Rich. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Awesomeness. You know, we met you face-to-face, hung out with you in Vegas.
Yes.
When you did your show. And
yes.
Then we saw you. It's Celebrity Fight Night. And I just want to say something. I know that, you know, you are a very busy, hardworking girl, but I'm pretty inspired by your charity stuff and your foundation stuff. And
thank you.
I think that's pretty incredible stuff.
Let me shift gears for a second, Jennifer Lopez. So a couple things. One is at that Muhammad Ali fight night thing, I want to tell you. So
yes.
Rich and I, they came over to us. They go, would you guys like to walk the red carpet? And we're like, yeah, sure. So we're walking down the red carpet. We're doing our little interviews. Billy Ray Cyrus is coming behind us. And we know Billy Ray.
Right.
So he comes over. And so we're talking to Billy Ray Cyrus. And all of a sudden, you come on the red carpet. The place goes mental. And Billy Ray, him and I kind of go way back, like 10 years. And so I'm talking to him. And he's saying, well, you know what, Jaji Evan? I put my hands on his lips. I go, shh. Jennifer Lopez is coming. Shh.
Oh no.
And you walked right behind us and you went and you signed some stuff. People go nuts on the red carpet, and then you walked to the back and then you stood right behind me and I was gonna say something to you, but I didn't want to get in trouble, so I didn't say anything.
You didn't want to get in trouble, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something else. I wanna talk about the Fosters real quick, and I know that's
okay.
One of the reasons you're on, but I wanna tell you how stupid I am. I knew you were calling in this morning, and I thought
yes.
It was about your song, Live It Up.
Well,
Rich goes, hey, isn't that weird that she's doing the Foster thing? And I was like, what? And I was like, because I know all about this show. It's like so relatable to my life. I have a son who's adopted. And
right.
My wife and I went through infertility. And we have twins.
Right.
We have twins.
Wow.
Listen to this. We have twins that are 3 years apart. Figure that out.
I can't.
They're frozen. They freeze
them.
Too
early. Make sense.
It's too early for me.
They freeze them. And they put
wow.
one. My sister-in-law carried one. And then my wife carried one a couple
That's
years later.
Wow.
So
wow.
The only difference between the show that you're executive producing is that I'm not a lesbian.
Right.
Lesbian
that would be the big difference.
Okay, now let me talk about your song. Let me talk about
yes.
the song, Live It Up. It is literally right now my favorite song on the radio. I just started recently working out running, you know? So I put it on my iPod and tell me, I want to tell you what I do and then I want to know if you do this. So
okay.
I put it on my iPod and I start to go for a run. And when your song comes on, my body feels so good. I feel I can take anything on. And I start jogging, but I'm jogging as if there's a dolly and a crane filming me in the video. Like, I'm doing your video. I got my arms out. And I'm like,
that's kind of girlish. Maybe you are a lesbian.
Totally, right?
Got it.
I'm telling
that's
you, that song does something to me that is just, I feel like I'm in your video doing it. And I wonder, is there a song that hits you like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of songs that hit me like that. Gosh, but when I'm working out, I like to listen to like a lot of hip-hop when I'm working out.
Like the hardcore hip-hop?
Yes, it kind of motivates me like in a Rocky kind of way. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I get that.
That's what Live It Up does to me.
Have you made that move, Jennifer, when you're like on a treadmill or whatever? You make that move to the beat, but nobody else can hear the beat but you, and then they catch you making that move?
Yes, it kind of run in the rhythm of the music. I also like to throw punches a little bit.
Yeah, why not?
It's a Rocky thing. Yeah, it's very Rocky.
Hey, in the song, you know when Pitbull's like, I can't remember the exact phrase, but he says, a boy to a man to a brand.
Yeah.
Is that stuff that he does? Do you write it? Or how does that come out?
No, I think, you know, when he's thinking about writing on my songs, he thinks about, and you know, that's about him, really. You know what I mean? But I think he's inspired by the fact that it's our track together and what those things are. I love the way he writes.
So do I. Now let me ask you this. Okay, so in the song where he's talking about the big bad wolf and everything like this, I always think that like if you're live in concert, like if you're live in concert, does he say a bad word? Because here's what I think. When he says he's a big bad wolf and then he goes, me la como.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that in concert he changes his me la.
Oh my God.
Right? Right?
You're gonna get in trouble for saying.
Can we say that on our show?
Right. I figured that's what I listened to. I figured that's what
you're gonna
he would
have
say.
To bleep that out when you hear this.
But then, hey, who says, let's hook tonight?
It's this German guy. Red One put him on the record. I would have to get his name. I forget his name. And Red One told me too.
Red One's a badass too.
German guy is good.
German guy works.
Hey, let us give you a compliment too. I know we only have just a few seconds, but I always tell people if you're gonna go see a show live, J-Lo delivers. And I remember saying something to you like, man, I don't know how you go for it every night. And you looked at me like, oh, we don't rip off the people. We bring the show. If people pay to see tickets, we bring the show. And I'm telling you, man, you leave it all on that floor like nobody's business.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy performing live. It's really one of my, like, the great joys of being in this business. You know what I mean? Is actually being there live and giving a show, like, from beginning to end, making sure that it's a great show for them. And like you said, leaving it all out there. It's great, and I love it.
That duet you did at that Muhammad Ali certified night with Andrea Bocelli, dude.
That was
awesome.
You can sing your ass off, J-Lo.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I it was funny. I've been kind of doing that more with artists. We just did something with Mary J at the Chime for Change event, another charity event that I did.
You rocked it.
It was so fun. I just loved singing with her and being on sharing the stage. I mean, we were running around and acting crazy. It was so fun.
I think that People Magazine should make you the most beautiful woman of all time every year.
Oh, I'm telling you.
When we sat,
nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
When we talked to you in Las Vegas, I was just staring at you. I was sweating profusely, and I was like, going, my God, you are so beautiful. And now, ever since then, whenever, you know, because we've been doing this show together for 15 years
or so,
people ask us, hey, who's the most beautiful person or who's the best interview? I'm like, every time Jennifer Lopez comes on our show, she's amazing.
And she's cooler and cooler.
When we meet her face to face, I've never seen anybody more beautiful than you. I mean, you're amazing. You really are. Stunning.
You're sweet.
And now you got your foundation too. Like, you can do no wrong by us now. You know? Because I'm a sucker for all kids' stuff, you know, since I got little ones too. So when you
once you have kids, your whole life changes.
Oh my God.
What I mean?
I cry all the freaking time now. I'm such a wuss.
How bad are we that we're interviewing you? We haven't talked about American Idol yet once.
I know. I've been thinking about that the whole time. I'm like, is there a reason
we're not asking about it?
Hello?
There's nothing to really tell, to be honest. You know, there's just nothing to report on that. And when I'm not, there's nothing to say.
Well, I would like you to come back. I would like you and Simon to come back. I think that would be huge.
That would be huge.
Let me ask you this, though. Jennifer, I know because I've seen all the reports that you used to be a rabid fan of American Idol and watch it.
I am.
Did you watch it this past season?
I didn't, and only because I was on tour most of the year and not here in the States, so I didn't get to see it as much. And working a lot, but I missed it this season. And there were seasons throughout the years where I was like, oh, you know, certain seasons that I didn't see, but just didn't happen to do it this year.
Do you miss it?
I do. I mean, I loved it. I loved doing it. I really loved doing it. It was a lot of fun, but at the end of the day, the reason not to go back was the reason not to go back. It's like I had to go on tour and I had to, you know, I'm going to do two movies this year. I have to get back to what it is that I do. And I'm not like the TV personality judge person, even though I had a great time doing it.
What movies are you going to working on?
There's just two different movies. I think one of the ones I'm going to do is about the Chilean miners.
Yeah,
I think it's really kind of great story about the human spirit.
What about the other one?
The other one, I can't announce it yet, but it'll be different.
Is it like guns? Oh, it's different. Oh,
it's different.
Space. Yes. Are you the last person on Earth like Will Smith is?
No, not different like that.
Hey, Jennifer
Lopez.
Different
from me, I think.
Did you happen to watch on HBO 2 weeks ago Behind the Candelabra with Michael Douglas?
I'm dying to see it.
Oh,
I watched. I became obsessed
again.
With it.
I was out of the country. I was like, I was in London, and so I missed it. And I wanted to see it. It's so up my alley. All the big, you know, sparkly costumes and everything.
Plus, but the thing is, Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, they totally do it. And there's so many like, yeah, they get hardcore, and they're both naked. And I mean, here there's two Academy Award winners, and they're doing.
No.
Oh my gosh, Jennifer Lopez. You should hear it. I was playing clips all week. I couldn't stop it. Like,
you're hilarious.
Okay, Michael Douglas. Let's review what you've told Jennifer Lopez, John Jay, that you dance like a camera's on you when you're listening to her song Running, and that you can't stop watching Behind the Candelabra.
I love. I'm telling you, Jennifer Lopez, you're gonna get addicted. I think you're gonna get addicted to it. I can't stop. I think it's. I went on it. I googled everything about Liberace, because listen, yeah. Liberace, his lover Matt Damon, he had him have plastic surgery to look just like him, and then tried to adopt him as his son. It's Is that creepy or what?
God. It's kind of creepy.
And it's Michael Douglas. It's two Academy Award winners. Have you ever worked with any of them, Michael Douglas or Matt Damon?
I haven't worked with either one of them. I know Matt, but I've never worked with them. No.
How is
hey
that
guys,
only
sorry
kind-
to interrupt. Yep. Can we wrap it up, please?
Yeah,
we'll wrap it up.
Who's that? Is that the German? Is that the German person?
Yes.
Doesn't sound like it.
Let's hook tonight. No, Jennifer Lopez, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you guys. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, talk to you. We'll play your song. Live It Up is my favorite song of all time.